It's Thursday, March 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A review of Donald Trump's tax records has found recent donations to homosexual groups to the tune of $30,000. First on the list of Trump's favorite homosexual groups is the GLSEN organization, founded by Kevin Jennings in order to promote homosexuality among public school children as early as 6 years of age. The Trump Foundation also supported the gay men's health crisis in 2012. Whoever says to the wicked, "You are in the right," will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. Proverbs 24:24. Victory speeches came after the Super Tuesday primary election. Hillary Clinton said all America needs is love and kindness. Donald Trump called himself the great unifier and gave Rubio a few more punches for good measure. Ted Cruz told his supporters in Texas that a Trump nomination would be a disaster for Republicans and conservatives.
So long as the field remains divided, Donald Trump's path to the nomination remains more likely. And that would be a disaster for Republicans, for conservatives, and for the nation. And after tonight, we have seen that our campaign is the only campaign that has beaten, that can beat, and that will beat Donald Trump.
Retired Surgeon Ben Carson announced that he will not be attending the next Republican debate. In a private letter to his supporters, he wrote, "I do not see a political path forward in light of last evening's Super Tuesday primary results." Mitt Romney announced he will give an important speech today, which Republicans hope will provide some solutions to the impending Donald Trump nomination for president. Cruz, Rubio, and Carson may be the strongest pro-life candidates the Republicans have seen in a long time. Together, their delegate count stands at 344 against Donald Trump's 319 following Super Tuesday's votes. Four former Mars Hill Church members have filed a civil racketeering lawsuit against their ex-pastor, Mark Driscoll. The embattled pastor from Seattle has recently moved to a church in Phoenix, Arizona. On the Trinity Church Phoenix website, Driscoll is listed as the founding and senior pastor. South Dakota's bathroom bill went down in flames Tuesday with the governor's veto. Fearing federal litigation, the Republican governor, Dennis Dugard, rejected a requirement that public school students in South Dakota use the bathroom that corresponds with their birth gender. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. Ireland is one of the last pro-life countries in the Western world, and they aim to keep it that way for now. In their recent national election, the Liberal Pro-Abort Party lost 27 seats, retaining only 6. The other Liberal Party, Fine Gaels, slipped from 73 to 49. Present Truth Ministries reports that 4 Iranian Christian brothers will serve a year prison time for participating in a picnic with other Christians. They've done this rodeo before. Pastor Amin Kaki and the 3 other men who received the sentence have already spent time in Iranian prisons for their faith. Sports Authority is filing bankruptcy. The retailer with 14,500 employees plans to close about a quarter of their 450 stores. Other recent bankruptcies include Circuit City, Borders, and Radio Shack. Pennsylvania teachers convicted of sex crimes against students are still on the state payroll, according to an investigation conducted by 6 News in Johnston, Pennsylvania. While the teachers are doing time in prison, they still collect on a state-provided pension plan. Arguments before the Supreme Court on the Texas abortion clinic regulation law were heard yesterday. As predicted, the liberals on the court were anxious to provide less regulation and more freedom for abortion mills, questioning the need for patient protection. Then, the conservatives commented on the really appalling conditions of these abortion mills. Rats running around the building. Justice Kennedy was cagey. Nobody talked about reversing the Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade, that legalized killing children. The UK Parliament is considering expanding business hours for Sunday. One UK Labour Member of Parliament, however, says that Sunday should remain a sacred day of rest and time spent with family. Tristram Hunt stressed the importance of time together as a family. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In it thou shalt not do any work. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in it, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. American astronaut Scott Kelly returned to Earth after a record-setting 340 days in space. Kelly traveled 144 million miles and orbited the Earth 5,440 times. Kelly made some death-defying spacewalks and grew his own lettuce in space during his time in orbit. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.